Hey guys, this is Marvette Critney with Opulence Real Estate Group, affectionately known as the NACA Queen and the Melanin Real Estate Goddess on Instagram. I wanted to do a podcast series that is like NACA 101, all about NACA, so that you guys can try and navigate NACA without all the bumps in the road. And I will provide all of my insight over my, you know, I've been doing NACA transactions for almost 10 years at this point, or probably a little over 10 years. And my disclaimer is that, number one, I do not work for NACA. I do not work for NACA. I don't get compensated by NACA. I am not a NACA referral agent, nor am I a NACA in-house agent. I am the broker at Opulence Real Estate Group, and I simply refer the majority of my buyers to the NACA program because I personally went through the NACA process back in 2009. And a lot of people know I was able to purchase a 6-bedroom, 6-bath home. Indicator interest rate is 2% fixed. Monthly mortgage is $798. I was able to buy my interest rate down to 2% fixed. So off of a house that is $212,000 purchase price, or I should say the purchase price for the house at the time was $212,000. My interest rate is 2% fixed, mortgage is $798. So moving on from that, what exactly is NACA? NACA is the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. You can Google that. Go on their website, get all the background details, the whole nine yards, because I'm not going to cover that. What can NACA do for you is really the big question. What can NACA do for you? So let me start off by saying, in my opinion, yes, NACA is the best mortgage in America. There is no down payment, no closing costs, no points or fees, no income max or income restrictions. You don't have to have perfect credit. They do not use your credit score. That's a big deal. They do not use your credit score. What does that mean to you? If your credit score is 450 and you do everything that NACA tells you to do, you can purchase a house. And there's no private mortgage insurance. So if you go FHA, you would have private mortgage insurance probably on your loan. So let me back up and just say real quick, there are four primary types of loans. You have there's four. So you can get a USDA loan, which has parameters attached to it. You can get an FHA loan, which is a federal government backed loan. You can get a VA loan if you are a veteran. And then you have what's called a conventional loan. So four primary loans. NACA is a conventional loan. Traditionally, the NACA interest rate is going to be below whatever the market rate is. You can always go to the NACA website and see what the current interest rate is. One of the biggest features about NACA is that NACA interest buy down. Oh my God, that makes this program so incredible. Anytime you want to get a loan, you can go to the bank, and based off of your credit score, the bank would say, yes, you qualify for a 4% loan. If you wanted a 3% loan and you said, Mr. Banker, I want a 3% loan, the banker is going to say, okay, we're going to charge you for that 3% loan. So basically, they're going to charge you an upfront fee to lower your interest rate. So keep that in mind. NACA has the same process, but a different process in that because NACA pays all of your closing costs, any money that we are able to get from the seller. And you can also put money towards your buy down. That money is used to buy down your interest rate. So that money is used to buy down your interest rate. And all you need to know is that the lower the interest rate, the lower your monthly payment. And at the end of the day, not only do we want a great house, but we really want a nice low monthly payment. Also keep in mind that on a 30-year mortgage, every 1% of the loan amount permanently reduces the interest rate by 0.25%. On a 15-year mortgage, Every 1% of the loan amount permanently reduces the interest rate by one half of 1%. So this is a big deal because you can buy your interest rate basically almost down to zero. They won't let you hit 0%, but I promise you can get really, really, really close. I have a buyer right now under contract with NACA. She is buying a beautiful 4-bedroom house out in Fairburn, Georgia. The house was priced at 162. I want to say her interest rate is 0.875. And on top of that, she got some grant money from the lender to reduce the overall mortgage down to 156, and she's getting money, additional money to buy down the interest rate. So she's going to walk out the door somewhere with a total payment, which includes her taxes and her insurance, probably in the, right around 720. Don't quote me on the number, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 700. Her payment's going to be under $800. I'll say that. So you should get excited about the NACA program and what can NACA do for you. So to get started with NACA, what you need to do is go to a NACA workshop. Get the workshop out the way. Now, here in Metro Atlanta, and a lot of stuff I'm going to talk about is, may be specific. It may not necessarily be like this in other NACA markets, but the Metro Atlanta market is the biggest market for NACA. So I'm telling you, if the workshop starts at 9, you need to be at the workshop at 8, 8:15. What do you need to take with you? Do you need to take your documents? No, you need to stop at Starbucks and get your latte, frappuccino, macchiato, pumpkin spice, because we know it's pumpkin spice season, drink and go to the workshop and take a snack. You don't need to take any documentation or anything with you. I promise you guys, the hardest part about NACA is getting to a friggin' workshop. If I had a dollar for every person who has called me back a year later to ask me the exact same questions about NACA that you asked last year and still have not gone to a workshop, I might not be rich, but I bet I'd have enough money to buy them Ferragamo shoes at Lenox. I'd have enough money to buy some shoes and a bag from Lenox. So get to a workshop and get the workshop out the way. So a couple of things I suggest to people is get yourself a notebook and get yourself a flash drive. Trust me on this. You need a notebook and a flash drive. Once you go to the workshop, normally within, I'll say 7 to 10 days, NACA may tell you something different, but I'm going to say 7 to 10 days, you'll get your NACA ID number. Once you get your NACA ID number, you can set up your profile on the NACA website. And at this point, you can begin to upload your documents into the system. Your flash drive is so that you can download copies of all of your documents and save them on your flash drive. Why should you do this? Chances are, when you're at home, if all of your documents are on your work computer, NACA is going to ask you for something. It never fails. They're going to ask for something. Well, if you keep everything on a flash drive, you always have access to it. Because when you're at work, they're going to ask you for something that's at home. If it's on the flash drive, you always have access to it. The notebook is so you can keep notes on your progress and what you need to do. So here's the thing. NACA, contrary to what people say on the web, NACA is not a difficult process. My number one question is, how long is it going to take me to get through the NACA process? Hell, I don't know. How long is it going to take you to get all your paperwork and everything together? See how that works? There's no specific time frame. You may be in NACA 2 months. Somebody else may need 2 years. If NACA says, based off of your specific situation, that you need to save $2,000 and you know it's going to take you 24 months to save $2,000, then guess what? you can be in the NACA program for 24 months. But let's say you walked in the door, you had already been saving, you already had all your paperwork together, you had basically done everything that NACA was going to tell you to do before you ever went to a workshop. And I've had this happen with quite a few buyers. Well, it could take you 7 days. I know for a fact, because the person was working with me as a buyer, they went to a NACA workshop on Saturday. They got their approval the following Thursday. So I know we see a lot about how NACA is slow, yada, yada. No, at this point, I'm not even buying into that anymore. What I do need you to do as a buyer is to know that the home buying process, even without NACA, is typically a 36-month process at a minimum. I recommend to my buyers you start 36 months in advance. Why is that? Well, because most lenders require at least 24 months of steady income. They want 24 months or 2 years of W-2s, 2 years of taxes. So you see how this is tying back into why you start the process early. But here's the kicker with NACA. Just get the process started. If you go to a workshop today and we figure out that, you know, based off of your scenario and what you have going on, you are going to be 24 months out. That's okay. It took me 18 months to get through the program. When I went through NACA and purchased my home, I had just signed a brand new lease. So at that point, I knew I was a minimum of 12 months out. I wasn't going to break my lease. And it just gave me 12 more months to pay off some credit card debt, save up some additional money. And then I ended up being probably a total of about 18 months, because I purchased my house when the market had crashed. And the competition to get, you guys think that trying to find a house right now in Metro Atlanta is tough? When the market crashed, it was tight because investors were buying up everything. You'd submit an offer and there would be 100 other offers on the same house because you could get stuff so inexpensive. So total time frame for myself personally was about 18 months. On top of that, everything you guys are about to go through with NACA, been there, done that, can write a book about it. Mac, actually, I am writing a book about it and doing podcasts about it. But I need you guys to just stay faithful and just know and have some patience that if you do everything that NACA directs you to do, you can, in fact, get through the process and be able to buy a house. So on just kind of an upfront note, what documents do you need to begin to work to get? You're going to need your last 2 years W-2s, last 2 years tax returns, last 2 years tax transcripts. You can go on the irs.gov website and get your transcripts as long as you know all of the information. Otherwise, you can order them as well and they will mail them to you, but that takes about 6 weeks. Or you can go into a local IRS office and get a certified copy as well. But at a minimum, 90 days of bank statements, your W-2s, your tax returns. You will need credit verification, or not credit verification, but rental verification. You will need rental verification. You will need employment verification done. NACA is all about documentation, all about documentation. You could get through NACA in, say, 90 days. And I say 90 days because you need to have payment shock. If you want payment shock, what is payment shock? Payment shock is the difference between what you currently pay in rent and what you want your new mortgage amount to be. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Stop making the NACA process hard and complicated. It is no different than any other process. Everything that NACA is going to ask you for is the same that any lender would require you to provide. I get people that say, well, why NACA got to be all up in my business? Well, why can't you pay for your house out of pocket then? How about that? Think about it. You're asking someone to give you, $100,000, and you may not have the best credit, but you don't want them in your business. That's not adding up. So Yes, they're going to get all into your business. So let's just get your business straight and get it straightened out so that you can buy a home, because the end result, what you want out of the entire process, is to buy a home. And if NACA is that avenue that's going to get you there, then guess what? We're just going to put in the hard work to do exactly what you need to do in order to get through the NACA process. Don't make it complicated. It's not difficult. They tell you 24 months, guess what? You're going to be in there for 24 months. If they told you 36 months, if you just had a bankruptcy, guess what? You are 24 months out from the date of discharge. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're 24 months out. So it just means that we're going to work and do what we need to do over the next 24 months to get you through the NACA process. The one thing about NACA that people need to understand is that they essentially send you through the underwriting process up front so that when they give you an approval, for all intents and purposes, you are approved. They've already dug through everything that you need to have dug through. They already know all the stuff that we've already corrected. NACA will, if you've had some late payments in the last 24 months, they may ask you to write a letter explaining why you have a late payment, to whom it may concern. I needed to buy insulin for my mother, so I did not pay my Macy's card that month because I had to choose between paying the Macy's bill or making sure that my mother got her insulin. Since then, we've been able to get her approved for Medicaid, and I have not had any more late payments on my Macy's bill. The end. Yeah, they may ask you to write some letters explaining why you were late on something. So, they are not just handing out a loan willy-nilly. You got to show that you are capable of, one, making your payments, paying your bills on time. NACA will allow you to have alternative credit. So pay attention to this part because it's big. All lenders typically want three active trade lines. They want to see that you can pay your bills on time. NACA will allow you to use alternative forms of credit as a trade reference. But that means if you're going to use your T-Mobile account, you need to have paid T-Mobile on time for the last 12 months. It doesn't matter that it doesn't show up on your credit report. If you're using it as a trade reference, make sure it has been paid on time for the last 12 months. Anything you pay on a monthly basis that you can receive verification of, you can use that as a trade reference. So, this initial podcast was just to say, hey, welcome to the world of NACA. I know you guys read a lot of crazy stuff online about NACA, and some of it probably is true, but what you don't get is the backstory behind what may have been going on with that individual person. They just, you just kind of get one side. And can they be improved? Yes, of course, everybody can improve on their customer service. But if the end result is you want a house and you want to walk out the door with a super low, 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 low payment, then by all means, you just need to, put on your big girl panties and get through the NACA process. Start working on getting all of your paperwork and stuff together. A lot of the delays that people experience is because they don't take all of their paperwork with them when they go to their workshop. And the counselor is going to reschedule you. So if your bank statement is page, has 10 pages and you're missing page 10 because, oh, well, page 10 was blank, guess what? You still need page 10. They need all 10 pages. So if they end up rescheduling you, especially in Atlanta, because we are the biggest market, he might not be able to get you back into another appointment for 2 or 3 months. So we got to make sure when you walk in for that initial appointment with your counselor that you have all of your paperwork, all of your paperwork. What should happen, and what I try to do with my buyers, is to make sure that by the time you meet with your counselor, we're at that 98% mark. So maybe the only thing we're waiting for when you leave your counseling session is for you to save up the required amount of funds. You know, maybe there's a couple of letters that you need to write, but I try to make sure that with my buyers, the things that you need to turn back in really are miscellaneous items, not, life-changing type of things. If you filed bankruptcy, get a copy of that discharge paperwork. You are going to need it. If you have been divorced, get a copy of that paperwork. If you previously owned a home and you've sold the home, get a copy of the paperwork showing that that home is no longer in your name. The credit system that the lender pulls from is a little bit different than when you guys go to Credit Karma. So what they see is not necessarily what you see. So, the key to getting through NACA, the key to getting through NACA is all about your documentation. It is all about your documentation. So let's start working on just putting together that documentation. Get yourself a little file folder. Keep everything in there, everything you can scan. Go ahead and scan and put it on a flash drive so that you have it with you at all times. And then let's start this journey and get you guys through the NACA process so that you can become a homeowner. So, this is my first podcast, and I will be posting additional podcasts. So, you guys are going to have to follow me. And once you get the link, you should be able to sign up through the web page to make sure that you get updated when I add additional podcasts. So, what I intend to do, of course, is to kind of break down the content of NACA into separate podcasts. Like there will be a podcast for payment shock and only payment shock. And I'll talk and discuss and give you, scenarios on payment shock. There's going to be one for, your documents, what all documents and everything do you need? So then that way you don't have to sit here and listen to this long ass podcast trying to figure out where information is at. I'm just going to break it up. So this is Marvette Critney from Opulence Real Estate Group, affectionately known as the NACA Queen. And I do a lot of NACA transactions. This month, I think, I don't know, I have almost $60,000 in pending commissions off of NACA buyers, just off of, I think I have one person in the mix that's FHA, but outside of that, all of my folks are NACA buyers and everyone is walking away with a really super low great rate. So that makes me an expert. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this information useful. I can be reached at 404-396-4519. Again, 404-396-4519. By all means, send me a text. I will try and answer questions, but ultimately, what I hope to do is take the top questions and incorporate those questions and answers into the podcast so that something that may impact you, you'll be able to find it, and have easy access to it. So again, guys, thanks for tuning in. I'm sure as I fine-tune my podcast sessions and stuff, they will be extremely, extremely good. So I appreciate you guys. Thanks.